It's a mutiny.
It's time for Devil's Business.
Get to the cannons.
Suck my plank tea.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, rock and roll, and me! Oh, yeah, and these other assholes. Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofane, and Patrick the Comic Superstar Jolly.
I haven't used that in years.
All right. Well, we're going to start the show off as we normally do, kick it over to the announcements. Nick, what do you got for me this week?
Okay, well, we're actually devilsbusiness.net, the podcast, and we have a company called My Favorite Sin. We do promotions throughout the city, and they are amazing!
They sound amazing.
Are they crazy?
They're crazy.
Not too crazy.
And just so everybody knows, it's the My Favorite Sin Miss, and we're a little drunk.
No,
having a good time.
Having a great time.
No, Nick, you're drunk.
Yes, I'm a little drunk. So every week, get in free on MyFavoriteSin.com on our guest list. Tuesday nights, once a month, we do Czar Bar, Ladies Night. Wednesday nights, we do Dive Bar. Usually we do Beer Pong, but we're taking a couple weeks off. When we start over the new year, it's going to be Beer Olympics. We're doing Flip Cup, Quarters, Beer Pong. It's going to be a great time. Pat, Excellent. You're going to be running the show on
Yay.
Those. Thursday nights, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. They've been kicking ass lately.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun. Friday nights, Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. That is fucking a great time, too. And then we always wrap it up Saturdays at Discotheque Saturdays, Tongue and Groove. Very a lot nice. Of electric EDM DJs. It's a lot of fucking
really
fun.
Really good.
Come on
Action
out.
Action-packed
week,
man.
Join Patrick and I while we watch the sun come up a lot.
We do that a lot.
Jesus Christ.
And I also, before we started the show, I wanted to go. Angie had sent us a Christmas
yes.
card. So we wanted
Angie
to give
Angie Star. Sent us a Christmas card. I'm not going to read out the card or anything like that. But she sent her and Kim, her boyfriend, sent us a Christmas card, and it's got her new boobies.
Jesus Christ.
So did you hear that? That was my boner hitting the bottom of the table.
There we go. She's got – so that's – dunk. That goes up on the refrigerator.
We love you, Angie Star.
Yeah,
thank
you very much.
For
that
us
was awesome.
And working for us and just being awesome.
She's
Angie's
great.
Cool chick.
All right, so we got plenty of awesome, fun stories this week.
Are they crazy?
They're not too crazy.
Just awesome
not too
fun.
Crazy. Just awesome fun. We're going to start off with Aaron's story, and we're calling the story The Train.
Look, since we're talking about expectations, man, you know, it made me think of during my first marriage, I was a rave promoter. Like,
I love that you have to say during my
giggling.
First marriage.
Sorry. All right, look, it's something that afflicts millions of people. So it was New Year's Eve, and man, New Year's Eve's coming up, and everyone has a hard time every year about what are we going to do? Should we do something significant? I feel like I should be around people I care about.
I think girls build that up too much.
Girls completely do, and that's
why guys have to respond.
That's why
we're pussies, and we will follow the pussy around.
I will jerk off at midnight and go to bed. Is that wrong? I mean, that's great. That's how I want to ring in the new year.
Making love to myself.
Ringing your own bell.
Yeah. Look, you guys have those looks on your faces.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
All my jizz on my face.
Well, how do you do that?
All right.
Really good.
Totally derailed the train.
Yeah, I felt like we were a little on the other side of the line, and then... Well, and then
so
I realized,
much derision.
Nah.
Well,
Aaron, wild card strikes again.
Aaron gets back on the rails.
All right. So anyway, there was this group of girls. Now, at the time, I'm elitist ravers. Now, here's the thing.
What does that mean? What was an elitist raver?
Look, in the EDM scene, there's a lot of subgenres of techno or what people know as techno. So anyway, there could be a lot of elitism about the kind of party you go to and the kind of music and the genres that are going to be playing and right. all that. And so,
oh, fuck you. You like trap? I'm a drum and bass person.
Yeah, it's that kind of situation. Well, anyway, so in Pensacola, where we lived, it was very hard to find any kind of underground party, much less one with the genres you're looking for.
Right.
But I thought I had found one. There was this group in Fort Walton Beach, Trance Trap. Those guys were throwing a New Year's Eve party.
Right.
And they were just
where
getting
at?
Started out. I want to say it was a place called The Club.
Because that's specific.
Yeah, with two
the
B's.
Club.
With two B's.
They were searching
two
long.
B's. Oh, yeah.
They were
yeah.
like, we got to come up with a really good name that's identifiable.
Yeah,
so when people tell a cab driver, they know where they're going.
Yeah, it was a club.
Take me
with
to the
two
club.
B's. Yeah.
Where?
We used to call it Club Bub because we couldn't understand what the second B was about.
I got my Hubba Bubba for the Club Bubba.
Hubba Bubba, Hubba Bubba, have a proper party. Anyway, these guys are throwing a party, and they're just getting started, and they had booked one of the DJs I was representing at the time. And
like you're an artist manager or something?
Well, man, the EDM scene, if you're a promoter, you've got a couple of DJs, and you try to exchange bookings
for them. Yeah, we do that.
Them.
We do that. Mad Flip.
Yes, he was one of the ones in the old Dream Stable. So anyway, I have to talk my wife, my attractive, more mainstream wife, and her attractive friends into trusting me when they want to go to Seville Quarter, which is going to be thousands of people listening to crappy music, I thought, you know, top 40 music. But so thousands
and dueling
of people,
pianos.
Yeah, which is the cool part. So I'm having to talk them to just ditch everyone we know and go drive over to Fort Walton Beach.
To like a rave cave party. Drug fest. Yeah. Hey,
yes.
Come on, ladies.
Well, that was my pitch.
That simple.
So, man, finally, you know, Saturday or the or New Year's Eve comes around, and, man, the girls are all – they all come over the house, and they're all getting ready, and it's this big, long ordeal. Well, man, after 10 o'clock, they're still not ready. I'm like, man, we've got an hour drive to Fort Walton.
Yeah.
We got to get a move on. All right, move on. Well, man, they didn't –
You're keeping me from my drugs.
Yeah.
They weren't women.
They weren't ready till almost 10:30, and so I load them up in the car. Man, we haul ass. We haul ass, and then there's traffic and everything.
Of course.
Man, we pull up to the club, and it's, man, 5 minutes to midnight. But luckily, I look up, and there's no line. I'm like, sweet, we missed the line. Everybody's already got here. This is going to be awesome, girls. I'm telling you, you're –
Oh, no.
You can trust me.
Oh, so, my God.
So we jump out of the car.
Big dick around.
We jump out of the car, and I can hear some techno playing inside, and we're going through the whole door thing, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on the list, and I have to go through that thing, and I've got all these girls.
I'm the guy.
Yeah, don't you know who I am?
I'm me.
So finally I get us in just in time for them to stop the music to start the countdown.
Right.
Well, we jump in, you know, we jump into the club, run into the main room, and... it's empty. There's a dozen people in this club.
Maybe.
I mean, it's empty, and they're doing a DJ switch, and I don't recognize this DJ, but he gets on, and he's kind of got that stripper DJ mic voice.
Hey. Skylar to the main stage.
That hits home.
It's like, man, you know, it's almost New Year's Eve, and, you know, doing the
whole... Get your drink to the bar.
Tip your waitresses.
Coming to dance floor now is Sofane and a group of bitches.
So we walk in, and the girls are all like, what the hell? And I was like, look, I'm sorry. They're about to start the countdown.
Let's just have fun.
It's going to be okay. Yeah. And so I put my arm around my wife and her best friend. One's 5'3", the other one's like 5'1".
Did you slip a finger in?
Fuck, are you painting your own story?
I'm just curious.
I put my arms around him, like, just like, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Totally cool, totally
and the
cool.
The guy
totally
starts cool. the countdown. And I'm a little apprehensive
10,
about the fact that 9, there's nobody there and there's not a line. And the guy's going through the countdown and everything. And I'm getting kind of spazzed up. And the waitress comes around with she's got flutes of champagne for all 12, 15 of us. And
cost them $3.
So we all grab the flutes of champagne. And then at midnight, thing goes off, and man, I don't know what I was thinking. I just whipped my arms in and banged their faces together. Just smash!
Like cymbals?
Smash their faces right in front of me, and they just both stagger back, and one of them's got a bloody nose. And
you smash your face like cymbals, like, Happy New Year,
happy
broken
teeth. Except it startled me even more than cymbals in my face would have.
Like, what am I doing?
Like, why can't I
so
stop?
So it wasn't their your expectation, it was theirs.
Oh, yeah, theirs are being shattered
with their teeth.
Yeah, along with their dental work.
I need veneers, thank you.
So,
what a fucking dick.
So the thing is, they're both holding their noses and looking up at me like, what the fuck did you do that for? And then the DJ that I didn't recognize drops in, come on, ride the train.
Come on, ride that train.
Which, let me tell you, to Raver Girls is anathema. I shouldn't have built up the expectations that I knew what the hell a good party was on New Year's Eve, and I wouldn't have been breaking noses and crushing hearts.
So there was no like red flag when you walked up and you're like, oh my God, it's 5 minutes to midnight and there's nobody fucking outside.
I'm at Fort Walton Beach. What am I going to do?
There's no way
I gotta
fix
go
this.
Inside and hope I can start shoveling some booze in their faces. Well, Aaron, instead way, of gauze.
Aaron didn't start his New Year's with pussy that year. That's for sure.
Nope.
He started with toilet paper cobs up his wife's nose.
Oh, but it did come back around in July. Thanks, America.
I had some pretty recent expectations of my own that weren't quite delivered how I thought they'd be. I'm calling the story a vaginary girlfriend. And
great word.
And it starts off with kind of getting coaxed in by a chick that I thought that I was dating.
Expand. I'm not going to step on it.
Go ahead, please.
No, because it's in the title. So she convinced me to go see her at work, and I'm like, absolutely. Where do you work? Strip club.
Nice.
Okay. I see all sorts of cool people going to strip clubs. It'll be fine. So I end up getting a couple of my buddies to go with me just because I'm like, I don't want to be alone. My first time to a strip club is not really that.
All right. It was your first time.
Yeah. And it's so.
So pretty.
I walk in. We walk right up to the door because, the guys know everybody. And so we walk right in. Get in there, and we go in, and everybody's still clothed at this point. Like, everybody's still wearing their, like, you know,
bustiers and their corsets
and shit. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. We're still in green. Let's go find our spot. We're going to start drinking, blah, blah, blah. I get over. I see the girl. I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And partway through the night, I realized with her that she's pulled a promoter on me, which I should fucking know better.
What, I've taught you well, yeah, young man.
What the protocol
tell,
is.
Tell us what a promoter is.
It's essentially someone that will call and coax people into getting to come out to their event.
And act like they're the most important person.
And act
person
like
there.
They are the most important person. And
I just want you there.
There's always a like, protocol.
It'll be a great night, but if you're there, it'll be an awesome night.
There's always a protocol.
They're so
and
good.
And I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, like an asshole. And I got there. She wasn't paying any mind to me. Like, I was there. I was spending money. Her job's done.
Right.
But I've decided this point, even though I've realized this, I'm like, well, I'm at a strip club.
Right.
I don't need that. Whatever.
There's more fun to be had.
But I realized I learned quickly when a couple of the strippers come up and they're because they're trying to make money, so they're coming up, they're offering
pros
dances.
At that shit.
And I didn't realize how uncomfortable I was about it. And they'd come up to me and start touching me. I'm like, no,
don't touch me.
You're
so new and adorable.
You either feed your kid or your drug problem with that hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, or you're in college after 8 years.
I think you have half of a baby hanging out of your vagina right now.
You've been the same strip club I went to.
Yeah. And I start looking around at this point after I've acknowledged that I've been promoted and I start looking around the club and I'm thinking this isn't fun. This is sad. What's happening right now? I'm watching these poor girls, like when they're done doing their dancing, scraping money off the floor like fucking dogs, like picking up money.
Wait,
like
how many dogs scrape money off floors?
I thought
all
like
of them.
The portrait where they all play cards and stuff.
I love that snapshot of the dogs.
That's Zach's reference to a strip club. Really, it's dogs in suits playing poker.
But I was just like, man, this isn't fun. This is sad. This is I can't watch this. So I ended up having to spend like the entirety of the night just kind of facing away from the things. Like,
looking at the wall.
I feel
like you're in timeout.
Yeah. I'm
like, Zach is like reading like the fucking the shit on the ATM. Like, oh, it's a $7 fucking ATM fee.
That's cool.
Wow. That's reasonable. That's reasonable for where I'm at.
Oh, we got DJ Extreme's going to be here next week.
Now I know how to read that in French.
I wonder who designed this flyer.
So that's what's in a Bud Light.
Is that Times New Roman? Roman on this flyer? This is cool.
This is Comic Sans. God
damn
it.
Oh, my God. Raised lettering. That's crazy.
They spent some money here.
So either way, I'm sitting there on my first night at the strip club. I went going there thinking I'm a rock star and walked out of there just feeling embarrassed that I'd been promoted, sad because I'm watching these poor women like scrape these dollar bills off the floor from these assholes that are just kind of like making it rain everywhere.
Yeah, they do that.
Some of them making it rain with quarters, which I can only imagine.
Making hurt. It
those,
hail.
Hey,
let's make
those
it
could,
hail right yeah. there.
Those could be dollar coins. You don't know.
Oh, yeah. Aaron does that occasionally.
Yeah, dollar coins. Impress the ladies.
Shoot shekels at them, like snap it at them.
Needless to say, I called it an early night, which, speaking of early nights, I hear you and Patrick had a story that also happened recently, which we are also calling
by recently,
early
we're
going to
say it's your fault,
which
Patrick.
Is so great because we're going to do the Blown Expectations podcast, and we decided to make the story the day before.
we didn't decide.
Well, okay, so yesterday we had which we're going to is going to start being an annual thing. We went down to the World Coca-Cola, had a great time.
Right.
And,
it was a lot of fun.
It was. It was a great time. So afterwards, we went.
We got a picture with a bear.
Nick was so weird about that.
Yeah, he was insisting on getting a picture with the bear.
We get really done, bears. And Nick is such a weird cat to understand because
I'm complex.
The way there's a couple of different ways I explain Nick. He's like a Rubik's cube that doesn't show his colors. Like you can't figure him out. Or he's like an onion. You keep peeling the onion, but after you peel the first layer, it's an artichoke, and then you peel it, and it's a pineapple, and then you peel it, it's a canned ham, and then it's a lump of coal. It's like you cannot.
Patrick was like, you're not just black and white. You're either black or rainbows.
Yeah. he's
like
so,
a Pink Floyd album
he's
cover.
Extremes. Exactly. He's extremes. He's a prism. We went to a dinner after we left the World Cup.
Yeah,
we
went to Stats.
And
bar.
We step outside, and this homeless guy walks up, and he goes, "Hey man, hey brother man, you guys, you know you can validate your because we parked some parking deck. Because you can validate your parking thing there, and you don't have to pay for it and all that shit," which would have saved Nick $10. Because
actually, I had the ticket and I was like, "Whoa, yeah, that saves $10." So I gave the ticket to Patrick.
Yeah, gives it to me.
Validate this.
And so I go and get it validated real quick. And the thing is, because Nick was going to pay for the parking.
Right.
But the homeless guy starts going, goes, gave us a good piece of advice, saved us $10. And then I was like, you know what? He, for the trouble, he probably deserves something. So Aaron shoots him a shekel.
Well, he gives
him
a
dollar.
He
coin.
Gives us a little story, okay? I've worked
Hold
in the clubs.
Hold on.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. Don't start, because I feel like you're starting to justify.
Yeah, you're trying to justify your actions.
You goddamn right am.
Fucking Nick. Oh, he's cranking up already. So the guy, I was like, you know what? The guy did save us $10. We should at least give him discount.
I was just going to say, he was right. Like, I don't have a sleeping bag. I need some help.
Don't what? Do this. So he goes, Aaron, gives him a shekel because Aaron literally had the dollar coin.
It's classy.
It's kind of Aaron's new thing now to have he's going to give money change to coins.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So he'll be like Scrooge McDuck. Ah!
Yeah, I can swim in it, except it's a solid.
Yeah, I don't know how you dive into it without breaking your neck, but try it, Aaron. I like it. So Aaron's like, you know what? Here you go. Here's a dollar coin. And then the homeless guy, and you can see that Nick has already lost complete interest.
I was facing the street.
Hold on.
fine. Okay. Okay. Okay.
He wants people to understand him. Jeff, we're going to let people understand you.
You tell the story, and I'll tell you mine.
Just like you let the hobo understand you.
Yeah. Look, Nick's not that hard to read. To be honest with you,
Boxcar Willie knew none of your backstory.
Yeah, that you hate homeless people, apparently. So Aaron gives him a coin, and Aaron and I are being nice. We're like, "Oh man, thanks for the advice." And he goes, "Yeah, man, whatever. I lost my sleeping bag or some shit." I'm like, "Oh, that sucks, man. Fuck, it's Christmas." He gives him a shilling, and then
nice shiny new doubloon.
Yeah, gives him a piece of eight, and then. And the guy looks over at Nick, goes, "Hey, big man, how about you? You got for the season?" And Nick just looks over. Don't you fucking don't.
He's very begrudgingly staying
silent.
Just kind
of looks over his shoulder with this look of just disgust and goes, "Nah, man, I'm good." And
he wasn't offering you anything.
No,
I have enough of that.
It doesn't matter.
I don't need anymore.
Hey, he already shook down my friends.
Don't.
For a dollar coin.
Yeah, for a dollar coin. That's what we're out at this point. We're up $9.
Yeah, we're still in the plus column. You are, technically.
I'm in fucking timeout right now.
You are. Shut up. So he looks over the shoulder and he goes, "Nah, man, I'm good." And turns back around like, "We'll not look at this guy." And Aaron and I are like, "Oh, God, Nick's about to do it." And then the homeless guy goes, "Oh, come on, you got nothing?" And And Nick just looks at me and goes, "You're fucking annoying me." Happy holidays. Like, two things that don't, like, go together. Like, "You're fucking annoying me. Happy holidays."
You left out some other stuff.
No, I didn't. Shut up.
I cussed at him some more.
Well, I was trying
to... Wow, he was trying to save you some dignity, but no, go ahead and fucking ruin it.
No. Okay, look.
No, hold on. That's a human being, Nick. And so I'm sitting there like... I just look over at the homeless guy, and the guy starts backing up because he thinks Nick's like about to like jump him and like
yeah, just
shit.
One clean military step backwards, like whoop.
Like I've been beaten up before. And it was like so. I'm like, oh my god. And so I look at Nick. I'm like, really? Is that the holiday spirit, Nick? He goes, I don't fucking care. And then he looks back at the homeless guy. He goes, get the fuck out of here. he goes, get the fuck out of here. Happy holidays. I'm like, this is weird. And so when we get back in the car, and Aaron and I are looking at Nick like, what the fuck was that all about? He goes, well, I said happy holidays.
Like, that's his reasoning. Like, he's okay with that.
He's like, look, I gave him a negative and then a positive. It's even. We're right. Even right now. I'm like, no, you're an asshole.
Right. We're driving down Ivan Allen.
2 seconds later, we're in the car. Nick's just like gleaming out the window because all the lights in Centennial Park. He goes, look at the lights. I'm like, you were just yelling at a homeless
so
man.
Beautiful. I love this time of year.
Like, how do you understand this person? Oh. He's like, 2 seconds prior, he's yelling at a drifter. And now he's like, look at the lights. It's so pretty.
It's like, that stupid fucking hobo is so lucky that he gets to sleep under one of those Christmas trees every night.
And not Enigma a hospital bed. Wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a giant asshole.
Okay, I'm going to fucking talk now, goddammit.
I go.
Okay, so I saw what happened. It was cool. And here's the thing. I've done this before.
It was not cool.
It was cool.
It was cool. It was cool to me. This is
I
my,
saw
this,
the whole
it's
thing.
My fucking turn. Okay. Okay. I'm out of timeout. So I saw it happen. I saw it went down. And here's the thing. I've been very nice to vagrants before. If they walk up and they're honest and they say, hey, man, I just need money for some crack or some fucking a 40 of beer or whatever. I've given a homeless guy $20. I said, you know what? Get drunk on me, brother. You're having a good time. No worries. Just be honest. But then he did the whole thing with you. Yeah, he said.
Are you trying to pull our sympathy strings right now?
No.
Is this your attempt to do that?
Do you think I care about you guys right now? No, this is all about me.
You don't care about bangers? You don't care about your friends?
But here's the thing. Here's why I got upset. I've worked in the club business for a long time, especially at the door, and I have him fucking come up all the time, ask for shit. I'm just like, leave me alone, okay? Just leave me alone. Whatever. So he comes up, does his thing, and he's like, hey, big man, let me get some. You got something for me? And I said, nah, man. And then he pushed.
He did touch Nick's arm.
And I said, you're annoying the fuck out of me.
That was the exact quote.
Yeah, actually. He shifts gears so fast. He goes, no, I'm good. And then,
but he asked again. He asked again.
He saved you $10.
I don't give a shit. And he said that. And I said, you're annoying the fuck out of me. Get the fuck out of here. God damn it. Get the fuck away. And then he starts throwing his back up or whatever. And he's like hanging out. And I go, happy holidays. And then you guys fucking just whipped your heads around.
You're right, Nick. We did you an injustice by telling the story the way we did. The way you told it
sounds
is
way
so
asshole.
Much more menacing.
And then, of course, we walk across the street.
Thank you for clarifying.
And you were like, what the hell? And I said happy holidays. What the
like, Nick, I was like, were you part of the same story we were just a part of?
Was that suddenly okay?
I guess I destroyed their expectations because they were like all jovial and happy holidays.
No, you destroyed that homeless man.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And humanity. And hoping
Toothless Joe back there.
I'll tell you what, we're going to the soup line. We're going to give fucking food to homeless people.
Yeah, I feel like we have to.
Because you're an ass.
Nick,
you're
most
going.
Importantly.
We're going to go to the soup line and hand out free passes to all of our friends.
Hey, annoy our friends and bug them for change.
Yesterday, I ruined their expectation about how I would be friendly and love your neighbor to a homeless man.
Because Nick is such a loving guy.
I don't. Yeah, you know what? I got to shame on you two because if you had those expectations at all, that was completely
we were
silly.
Stupid to have them.
Yeah.
Well, so that was beforehand, and then we had expectations about last night.
Right. So last night, because we knew we were doing the My Favorite Sin Christmas today and doing
my
the pod.
My Favorite Sinmas.
And I was like, look, I knew we had a big day today. I knew we were going to be day drinking. We have reindeer games we're going to do. And I told everybody. I sent it to T. I sent it to Aaron. I said, Nick. I'm like, hey, we got a big day on Sunday. We got a lot of shit we got to get done. We got to call an early night Saturday. So we can all have
you said that all week.
Because I knew that you were going to blow it, and you did.
And yeah, what you thought was going to happen happened.
Yeah, Nick and I go out to a Tongue Groove last night, and we're having a good time. At one point, I lose Nick completely, which will happen.
Yeah.
But when I finally find it, he is twisted. He is deep in the shots. He's doing shots of people I've never even seen before. And I'm like, dude, we're going around. He goes, I'm already drunk. So we end up. Now, I want to say we closed down TNG. We kind of slid out, kind of like we did with the pony the other night. We kind of slid out right before they closed. That way we don't feel like the complete assholes when their sweeps are kind of pushing us out the door. So he's like, I'm jumping in a cab. Meet me at my house. So I ride over to Nick's house. Lisa meets us up over there. Then my sister shows up in a cab over Nick's house. So the four of us are sitting there, and we kind of keep drinking and talking. And I was like, you know what? We got to call an early night. At this point, it's already 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
so the early night.
You're calling it a semi-early night.
But I'm thinking if you a few a hours moderately, work, right?
Sun wasn't hour. Up yet.
Oh, okay. I'm
right.
That
same thing is leaving right before they flip the lights on at the club.
Yeah.
Right. Like you feel like you're winning. Look, if you get a little bit, you're thinking you're doing good.
By technicality.
You're believing your own ruse, basically. You're right. I'm not a
club rat. The lights were still off when I left.
They were coming on when I was walking
right,
out the
door. When you see the fluorescence kick on, you're like, oh, God, I did it again.
You're so ugly.
So anyway, my sister and I leave. I go back over to my sister's house and shit. And cause Nick and Lisa, I walk Lisa out to her car and shit. And Lisa and Nick go, well, you know, call me when we get back to your sister's house.
See, I'm sweet and thoughtful.
Right. Make sure you get home safe. Yeah. Well, I decide instead of just saying, yeah, back home safe, which was the smarter idea, I sent a picture of my sister, Chiwiwi, the puppy, and myself, and I had a cocktail in my hand, and she's holding a bottle of the Evan Williams. And I go, yep, just got home. And immediately I get a text from Lisa and from Nick going, what the fuck? And then, or no, I get a text from Lisa that says, what the fuck? Then I get a text from Nick going, I'm grabbing a cab. I'm on my way over right now. 15 minutes later, Nick's pulling up outside. We run back in. We end up drinking till 8 a.m. this morning.
Yep. Yep. It's a good time.
Really?
At 8 a.m.
I woke up at 8 a.m. so I could hurry and get all this stuff done so we could prepare for the party today.
Yeah.
You asshole. We were doing shots of Fireball.
Christmas shopping and stuff this morning.
We were doing shots. At this point, we were just turning up the bottle of Fireball.
Dude, I walk in. I was like, I didn't even really say hi. I walk in, go straight to the freezer and open up the Fireball and just start drinking out of the bottle.
I told him, I was like, look, this is the eggnog and the Fireball is actually for the party tomorrow and shit. But we were starting to cut. It was there. It was like, it was already there. Like,
you can't trust yourself.
I know, exactly. I missed the expectations that we can be trusted, but we cannot be trusted.
What do we know?
What's the one thing that we know about
Patrick?
Not
to
be trusted.
Not to be trusted.
That was. And then Patrick's learned from experience. He was very sweet when he woke me up.
Yeah,
he stood 15 feet away and said, Nick.
Yeah, if anybody watched the our Gatlinburg trick at the, I think I called it the Hot Tub Time Machine video.
Yeah.
It's on the devilsbusiness.net. But the hot tub, you see Aaron and I go wake up Nick. Nick gets up like a demon. And which is another expectation. He sleeps like a baby, but then he jumps up like he's going to kill you. So this morning I was sitting there going, oh no, he's only gotten a couple hours of sleep. I'm like, other side of the kitchen, other side of the living room. I'm like, Nick, Nicholas.
And of course I'm drooling. And like, as soon as he wakes me up, I fucking wipe my face. I'm like, and he goes, oh my God, did you, you did.
It was
you
just did. He had glued the pillow was still kind of stuck to his face.
So that was all of Patrick's fault because all week long he said we're going to get a great night's sleep.
Had I not said anything, we probably would have gone to bed at reasonable time.
Oh no! When I was dropping these jerks off, they were all like, "Oh no, early night tonight. Yeah, early night tonight. Big day tomorrow. You better be ready, Aaron.
You better be ready.
Early night.
We're here."
I'm spry.
Yeah, 2 hours late.
And drunk.
Hey, you were the last one here, T.
Yeah, I would have been here on time. Look, I'm not going to get into this right now.
I would have been here on time if I was so late.
All right, guys. That was great, great podcast. Actually, probably the best, if I do say so myself.
You fuck us at the end.
It's the best one you ever did.
But make sure to email us if you have any expectation stories at Devil's Business
podcast@gmail.com.
And make sure to unwrap it and stay awake, motherfuckers. Bye.
Merry fucking Christmas.
been a Zombie Werewolf production.